Information AM, weekday mornings at 5 on KMOX and KMOX.com.
And joining us now is the CEO of USANA Health Sciences, Kevin Guest. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You have a best-selling book, All the Right Reasons, 12 Timeless Principles for Living a Life in Harmony, which is something that a lot of people try to achieve. They try to find that harmony in their life. People do it in different ways. I wanted to get your thoughts on this topic and why you decided to write it and what that topic means to you.
Well, you know, I think as we look around at what's going on in the world today and just watch the news and the political environment and all the things included, there's a lack of harmony that's happening in our world right now. And I use the metaphor harmony because I'm a musician, and not only am I running this large public company, but a musician at heart. Mm-hmm. And the metaphor of harmony is simply music is air that's moving and making sound waves. And when those sound waves are congruent, you have harmony. Mm-hmm. When they're not congruent, you have what's called dissonance. And so the same is true with our lives. When we live according to our values and our principles, those sound waves, so to speak, when they're in harmony with our actions, then we live a rich and full life. Not that it's a trouble-free life, but we are congruent with our core values and beliefs. Then we're living a life in harmony. And we all know what it sounds like when you hear a beautiful chord that and harmony played, and how pleasing that sounds and how that feels versus hearing something that's out of tune. Mm-hmm. And so we try and stay in tune with our core values, our beliefs that are our North Star that make us us.
See, that's a nice pun. I like that. So a lot of times, could this be a scale? Most people have different views of what puts them in harmony, or what kind of, in this case, the music that would help them get into harmony.
Yeah, you know, and it's different for everybody, and I don't try and prescribe what somebody's value system should be. And I have the opportunity to speak all over the world to audiences in China, where the audience is under the rule of a communist government, to audiences in the Philippines, to Mexico, all over the world. And their values are different based upon their economic structure, their government, how they're raised, their family, their religion. There's so many different things that drive a person's value system. For me, my value system starts with my belief in God. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to my priority of my family, and then to my job and my work, what I do every day. As long as I keep my priorities in order and those values in order, then for me, I'm living a life in harmony when I make sure and always keep my priorities straight and in order. I'm not going to pretend that my life is always in harmony and this beautiful music's always playing, because certainly I have my share of struggles and share of issues that are happening in my own personal life, but it makes it much easier to navigate through the rough waters when the storms are raging, when you have a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. Built upon solid values and principles.
He is the author of All the Right Reasons, USANA Health Sciences, CEO Kevin Guest, joining us here on KMOX. Do you call for people to go a little bit deeper in their lives? Because when you talk about the things that, you know, that bring harmony to your life, they sometimes just automatically think the things that make them happy. Like, you know, if I can just get that perfect cup of coffee and a sandwich every day, then I'll have complete harmony in my life. And then some people have it a little bit deeper. You know, they want to find a religious conviction and they want to be able to live their life according to the Bible, for example. And, you know, some people have deeper levels of it. Do you call for people to go deeper in order to get harmony in their life?
Well, certainly. I utilize stories and things that have happened to me throughout my life to illustrate the principles, and I'm hoping that it will resonate for people. An example of one of the stories, I'm a musician. I've had the opportunity to play the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville three times.
Wow.
And just a few months ago, I played the Grand Ole Opry, and on the bill was Keith Urban and Brooks and Dunn. And my first time playing the Grand Ole Opry, I was standing backstage, and one of the things I talk about is how we talk to ourselves. And the most important conversations we have is with ourselves. And we wouldn't talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves sometimes. Well, I'm standing backstage getting ready to go on and play the Grand Ole Opry. It's a national broadcast. All the stars are there, and we're standing off the side of the stage. And all of a sudden, I start talking to myself, what are you doing here? Mm. What if you mess up? What if you forget the song? What if you play the wrong notes? And by the time a few seconds have passed, I have put myself into a panic attack. And I'm thinking, okay, now I got to go out on stage. And I learned an exercise, a breathing exercise, that helps calm me down and then brings me present so that I can talk to myself in a positive way. So that by the time it was time to go out on stage, my heart had slowed down. I was thinking clearly. I wasn't having these issues, but it all started with negative self-talk. And so many times we don't think about how we talk to ourselves. And so, you know, it's so important just to be aware. And I think the principles and the stories that I illustrate in the book, I hope will bring an awareness to people from their perspective so that they can be aware and how they're living their day-to-day life.
Wow. What instrument do you play?
I play the bass guitar, I play the regular guitar, and I play the drums.
Wow. So the bass guitar comes first for you. Normally you don't hear the bass guitar number one when people list the instruments they play.
Yeah, well, I've had the opportunity to play with some big stars, Kenny Loggins, Belinda Carlisle, Tommy Shaw, Styx.
Yeah.
And I toured and played the Grand Ole Opry and played a lot with country music star Colin Ray, who actually wrote the foreword to my book. And the reason I started, I was a drummer and I played drums in college, in the college band. And I found out very quickly that bass players that could sing and could sing harmony were in demand, but great drummers were a dime a dozen. So I learned how to play the bass well, and I could sing, and I never, ever lacked for work, and that's how I put myself through college, was playing music six nights a week as I went to college.
How does the CEO of USANA Health Services even get mixed in with a group of professional musicians? It seems like the two worlds wouldn't cross all that often, if at any.
Well, it's an interesting story because my dream, I grew up in Montana, is where I was born and raised, a town called Kalispell, Montana, just outside of Glacier National Park.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Glasgow. That would have been great. How close? Do you know Glasgow?
I do know Glasgow.
Oh, man. It's weird.
More Eastern.
He's the CEO of USANA Health Sciences. Kevin Guest joining us. We're going to continue our conversation with him. So his book's called All the Right Reasons, and which is pretty awesome about this book, is that all the proceeds, 100% of it, goes to Feed Hungry Children. He'll talk a little bit about that coming up next on Overnight America.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be this?